Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Now it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, you smell that? It's turkey. I can smell turkey, you guys. Gravy and stuff. Or tofurkey, if you prefer key. Hello, all. And also, an early goodbye. Vinny. By the way, Vinny just got, like, Vinny said yesterday, as he says every time it starts raining in California, when it rains, we crash. That is our job as Californians, and he managed to find himself behind that guy, behind you, Californian.
Two accidents on the way in today.
Oh, boy. Wow. Oh, that's fun.
Mega big ones, too, on 280.
I would say you're walked in 15 minutes later than usual. Not so bad at this time
of
the morning.
Police, fire, they were all out.
Yeah.
So they're out in the rain and they were out doing their thing. And, you know, I'm sure that's what they're paid for, yeah. But woof.
These are probably some long shifts for them.
It's not a pretty day.
No.
So if you're driving, if you can possibly stay home, you should. The rain wasn't that bad,
no.
But it was, no. This is the first, did you guys have rain?
Rain.
Barely.
It was raining. But I had my wipers on the whole way, but it was, and there was some like side of the highway flooding up at my end of the neck of the woods, but not bad, Vin. Like it had clearly rained all night, and I was woken up last night in the middle of the night with just like the crazy storm happening.
Well, it didn't hit Santa Cruz at all yet.
Oh.
And we were actually
dry when you left.
Dry when I left.
Wow.
Dry when I went to bed, but looked threatening. So uh-huh. I had gotten, when I left here yesterday, and this is just the typical prep. I live in Santa Cruz. I've had some terrible, long-standing power outages,
yes.
Multiple power outages, and that seems to have stopped like within the last year or two.
It happened right around the time you spent all that money getting a generator all hooked up.
Well,
then it stopped. You know,
yeah, exactly.
It's like
right.
Getting an insurance policy.
Yep. Well,
you don't need it anymore once you get it.
I went and got the gas can filled. I pulled the generator out so it's ready to be pushed through the door and plugged in and turned on. I went and got all the flashlights and the candles and
that's
just
great. Yeah.
All the prep. Not a drip. It's coming. I realize that. And I've had people who are friends who watch weather kind of like I do as a hobby or whatever say, that thing on radar is
massive.
Huge, and it's going to be like a rough couple days here. But it's not, it didn't hit yet.
Yeah.
Not in the South Bay.
What is it looking like for the South Bay? Is there a prediction as to when this is going to catch up with them?
I don't know. I don't have, I'll try to get that as the morning wears on here, like when we'll see the doozy. But it's mostly going to be North Bay.
Right.
And I think North Bay, like, you know, Napa has already seen.
Plenty.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. It was full on storming at my house, so I feel like it's, I would love it to just move on. Move along.
Well,
got
this is
rain, thank you.
This is going to go for days.
Go to Tahoe, please.
Days and days.
Go dump on Tahoe. Or just anywhere in those mountains. Not just Tahoe. All the places where you're going to be saving up the water for this summer. Yay!
Yeah. Yep. Well, that is the good news about a big storm like this. This early, too. It's like, oh, it would be nice to jump out in front, you know, water-wise.
Absolutely. Just let it pile
also
up.
Also, snow. You know, Johnny, I told you he was on his Instagram. Him and his friends were training.
Mm.
You know, that's one of those weird things where you go.
For the old Olympics.
We could post this. You know,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where you go, what do we post ever? Oh, this.
Let's post this. There's us. We're doing it.
We're working out. We're boys and we work out. Let's go.
It's great to, when there's snow, like, I love seeing that in a feed. Like, there it is. Because it's so fun to play in the snow.
Mm. At first.
Yeah.
Well, if you're there for a ski vacation, then it's fun. It's when you live in the snow that it gets tedious.
Here in the city, it's rained through 2 p.m.
Here, okay, today.
Today.
All right.
And by the way, like I'm looking at, this is just an app on my phone, but I'm looking at it. It has rained today through next Friday. Not tomorrow.
Right.
The next Friday. Rain all the way straight through.
Oh.
So it's going to change daily about how much we're going to see and depending on where you live. But it's
yeah, that's
we have a mega storm.
You got to just look at your area.
the microclimates.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Because I'm looking at Mill Valley weather, and I have 3 or 4 days of partly cloudy.
Yeah. Alameda was, I left the city. It was, here it was raining and everything. I get to Alameda, it's almost dry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just that little, just cross the bridge.
Yeah.
And the weather was completely different.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It rained all day at my house, which I don't mind. Oh my God, you guys. I need to retract something like really fast. I thought to myself after the election, I'm like, I don't want to watch the news anymore. I'm, you know, whatever. I have my feelings. I'm going to start watching Sandy movies. Sandy, I was like, Sandy seems so happy.
Sandy is a happy lady.
And I always read these things, you know, and I see like the Hallmark movie or the, you know, there's been a couple like Netflix ones like these little rom-coms. And I figured, oh, well, Netflix would probably even be like a little bit more racy than some of the Lifetime or the Hallmark movies. But I'm like, but you know what? Sandy has, she's got it right. Like, you watch these movies, nothing bad's going to happen. It's all just sort of, you know, kind of a bland story about what a nice Christmas these people are having. So I said, it's raining. So I watched my late night talk shows from the night before. And then I'm sitting there like, well, I can't go outside. I'm going to press play on The Merry Gentlemen on Netflix.
Now, this is the one with the male strippers.
The male strippers.
Okay.
I'm like, yo, that'll be fun. You know, little dance review.
Mm. And?
I take it all back. I'm sorry I promoted it. I'm sorry that I tried to be, it was so funny because I'm sitting there and I'm like, literally, John goes, oh, you like that? You like it? And I'm like, no, this is a laugh of, are you kidding me? Like, this is so dumb. For real.
Oh, you didn't like it.
It's terrible. I'm sorry I said any damn thing about it. I'm going to stop it with that. Maybe. I don't know. I get sucked into these things. I feel like.
You didn't like it?
No, it's off. I didn't even finish it. I was like, this is just terrible. I kept waiting for there to be, because there's no, it is true. Sandy, you'll love this movie. It's like a lot of bare chests with, you know, ripped
abs. She's not into that. You know what she's going to love, though?
Yes, I am. What?
And like, you won't like it. I told you this already, but that the greatest Christmas pageant.
Best Christmas,
whatever it is. That's up your alley. If you're into you just want to watch a old-timey Christmas story.
Feel good, no conflict.
There's definitely some conflict, but it's resolved and it's nicely. It's good. And there's no politics and there's no agitation.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. But I realized I actually probably don't. You know what? No. I'm so sorry if anyone else pressed play. Feel like I owe you a sincere apology. Do not watch The Merry Gentlemen.
Why didn't you watch Hot Frosty? That one's the one with all the high ratings.
I should go. Should I? I guess I should.
Well, that was the one that that was like 99% or something.
Yeah, that one had a huge.
You know what? Thanks for calling me yesterday to remind me that was the one I should have watched. Oh. Thanks for nothing.
You told us that. You were doing
that
the
one
news.
Didn't grab
your
me.
News.
You know why? I'll tell
it's
you
your
why.
Break.
That dude who plays Alexis's boyfriend, he's a vet on Schmidt's Creek. He's the hot, frosty guy. Yeah. I don't find him attractive. The Chad Michael Murray, I do find attractive. And that is why I decided to watch the Chad Michael Murray one. And I thought, well, and it was the first day it was out. I didn't know what the...
Typical dude. Just superficial.
Yeah, I don't find him. Yeah, I don't think he's that good looking either.
No, I don't like him at all. In fact, I was always like with Alexis, I'm like, break up with him.
He's kind of got a butterface.
Yeah. It's cute. At first glance, you're like, oh, that's a cute boy. And then like the more you look at it, the more you're like, I don't know. Plus, he was just so earnest.
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah. Dustin Milligan, I guess, is his name.
I don't know that guy. But anyway.
Anyway, I guess I'll have to watch Hot Frosty instead. I'll tell
you. Or you could watch Survivor.
Yes, I didn't watch Survivor.
It was so good, you guys.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. I can't wait. We're going to watch it tonight.
So good. These are the best episodes that are happening right now.
Oh,
I think
so
they're down to like 9 people or 10. This is when you're in that.
The jury.
This could go any way. How's this going to. There's enough people and enough conversations that as they're talking, you're like, they've completely misdirected me to the point where now I have no idea. And then I'm like, no, it's that person.
Yeah.
And then
they do a good job at that.
They
really
leave you just going, blah, 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 and you have to actually sit there and wait for Jeff to go, and this person,
right.
And this person. and the next person.
Oh.
Right. Like you are truly in the air.
I can't
until
wait.
The final count.
Are you happy with who went home? Don't give anything away, but did it make you happy? Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Oh, good. All
right. Because it made sense. Not because I don't like this person, but we're getting down to the wire, and the people getting thrown now are the people who are players.
Right. Because the other people are like, well, I'm not really a player, so I'm going to get rid of the players. Let's get rid of these people who are winning everything and are super smart.
The what is that guy's name? Alan? The long hair who had a absolute
nervous
breakdown. Andy, me and my first letters. Every time. Anyway, that guy.
His name's Arcasian, I think.
That guy continues to think he's pulling all the strings. And meanwhile,
I just hate the look on his face as he's thinking that, where I'm like, no, man, you're not even involved in this.
That's the beauty of it, though. There he is.
I miss Rome. Bring back Rome.
Doing the one-on-one conversation. Well, now I'm really, I've made a web, and everybody's stuck in it now. Okay.
You know what? Let's go with that. Keep talking. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break and play a song here and get on with the show. This is our last show before vacation, by the way, you guys. I know we're taking an extra day, travel time. We got this big basket delivered to us yesterday. I think that yesterday in the morning we were talking about this old band Brickhead that used to like play gigs for us and write songs for us. And they're now Adia, and Marlon is one of the guys, and he has sent us
Marlon.
A gigantic. They must have gotten so many calls after we talked about them. They're playing in Sunnyvale at the Quarter Note tomorrow, Saturday night. Saturday night. So, and I don't know if they...
A texter wrote in and said, why do you keep messing with their name? We're just having fun.
Yeah, we're just having fun. Yeah.
And they messed with their name. They were Brick House.
Yeah.
Brickhead.
It's called promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could not talk about them at all.
Right. Yes. That is one option, which we are not doing.
No, we like them.
But
no,
then
we
wouldn't have gotten this.
I know. It's scrumptious. It's like everything in it, except there is one chocolate bar in there that looks like a zombie got at it. Like it looks.
I didn't eat that.
It looks hurt. Do you see the chocolate bar I'm talking about there, Vinny? It's right in the kind of in the front. It looks like something that I would have, if I was putting this basket together, I would have been like, no, that one didn't look good.
It looks homemade.
Oh, maybe that's it.
This thing.
Let me see it. Yeah. Yeah, that thing. It just looks very, I don't know.
This chocolate isn't covering all the nuts.
Chocolate.
But chocolate, what is that?
That's what she said.
Salty sweet pecan cherry bar.
All right, well, you can keep that one.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. You have that one.
We'll keep the Godiva.
Yeah, we're going to keep the Godiva thing and all the other stuff.
You can have it
all.
You
seem to like that.
Yeah, but it's a super nice basket.
It's really
but
nice.
But I love it. I'm like, what a nice basket. First thing out of Sarah's mouth. What about that one in the corner there? It looks like a zombie ate it.
Yeah, well, it does. I mean, it looks like something was gnawing on it. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that one. Maybe my eyes are going. Okay, anywho. Good morning. It's Alice at 97.3 KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here is a song, and we'll see you right afterward.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.